Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. Music is an art form that doesn't need to be explained. It needs to be performed. It needs to be felt. It needs to be listened to. It needs to progress. That's some truth from Roberta Flack, a voice that helped shepherd a new sound in the 70s. That sound was called Quiet Storm.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes.
Roberta moved beyond the traditional sounds of R&B. When she performed, people felt what they heard, no explanation needed. Roberta grew up in Black Mountain, North Carolina. As a little girl, her dad rescued an old upright piano from a junkyard. When he got home, he and her mother painted it a beautiful grassy green. Today, Roberta still gives credit to that green piano and the people who helped her along the way, starting with her parents. She practiced obsessively. She devoured classical music alongside Methodist hymns. After playing the complete Messiah by Handel for her church choir at age 13, Roberta knew that she wanted a life in classical music. However, in her early 20s, she begrudgingly took the advice of her vocal coach and shifted her career toward pop music. International fame came along with that decision when she released her hit single, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, in 1972. It won Grammy Awards for Record of the Year and Song of the Year, and Billboard ranked it as the number one Hot 100 single. Roberta became the first artist to repeat that win in 1974, taking home Record of the Year for Killing Me Softly.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song. Softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly.
Killing Me Softly went certified gold within 2 weeks. It remained the bestseller in every musical category except country for months. When she started producing her own records under the pseudonym Rubina Flake, she brought her classical background into the studio. Some critics said her orchestrations had more in common with Rachmaninoff than R&B. In a 2020 interview with NPR, she said, "For the first three decades of my life, I lived in the world of classical music. I found in it wonderful melodies and harmonies that were the vehicles through which I could express myself." The Black experience as a means to speak truth to power has always been present in the music of Roberta Flack. She started the Roberta Flack Foundation in 2010. The goal is to create change and to nurture young people to realize their dreams through education and mentorship. She's also honoring her roots with a book for children called The Green Piano, How Little Me Found Music. In 2020, she earned the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, a fitting cap to an incredible career. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM, with thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical director Michael Osborne, and assistants from Julie Yamacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Vernon Neal.